It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. There is a number for you on your screen to call. Please call and someone would answer and pray for you and your needs. We are here to pray for you. And I believe our God is answering prayers. Today, we are going to talk about the Great Tribulation. If you remember last program, we learned about the two witnesses. And those two witnesses were from the beginning when the Antichrist was revealed. And we learned that Antichrist was revealed in the Revelation chapter 6. He comes with a white horse with no arrow, but having bow means coming with the peace. And we learned that these two witnesses witnessed 3.5 years and end up their ministry. The Antichrist, who is called the Beast, he fought with them. They wounded him, and after his wound was healed, he killed them. And we learned about their wound. We don't know how the wound came, because they didn't have the weapon. They were just wearing the sackcloth, and they were given the power to, if anybody harassed them, they can, the mouth, from their mouth will the fire will come and destroy or kill the enemy. So I believe it happened both ways. They wounded the man with maybe the fire, and the same time they wounded him with the sword. We don't know who did it out of these two witnesses. Enoch did it or Elijah did it. We don't know. But the Word of God says he got the wound by sword. We read that in Revelation chapter 13, verse 14. But that wound also was healed, and that's why he got so much power, and he killed those two witnesses, and those two witnesses went to heaven after 3.5 days, God called them. And until then, Antichrist, false prophet, or the devil was not able to do any harm to anyone, because there is no record that somebody died, believers or Jewish people. But we believe after they left, the tribulation started. Because we read in the Revelation chapter 12, the church is gone, Revelation chapter 12 verse 5, and then the devil goes after the woman. Woman is called the Israeli nation, and he goes after that woman, and the Word of God says God has given this woman time to protect herself. That was given the time like 3.5 years. It is recorded in Revelation chapter 12 verse 14, and the Revelation chapter 12 verse 6. Now in both verses, if you read Revelation chapter 12 verse 6, says it was given 1260 days, that means 3.5 years, and Revelation chapter 12 verse 14, it says times and half a time. Either way you take it, this will be 3.5 years. So the 3.5 years, God was going to protect the children of Israel. And who are those people? Those people are sealed, 144,000. And God strictly gave the commandment to this devil in Revelation chapter 9, verse 4. Those people have the seal of God. You don't touch them, don't kill them. But he was given order to kill others, but not the people who had the seal. So we read in Revelation chapter 12, the devil goes after these people and brings the flood to destroy them. But the word of God says, earth opens and the flood was swallowed by the earth, and God protected them. That's the time the devil gets mad. And the word of God says, now devil goes to destroy the remnant. The remnant, also called the seed, or the remaining people, Jewish people, as well as the people who were backslidden or people who were left behind, those people were also on earth. So he goes to the harassing those people, because he could not harass the 144,000. God protected them, and the word of God says they were given the wings of eagle and they flew there. That means maybe America helped them, or Israeli government helped them, but somehow they were protected. And so now the word of God says he got mad, he got so angry, and now he wants to harass remaining people who do not have the seal of God. Now those also can be Christian people as well as the Jewish people. But these are not the bride. Church is not here. Church is already taken. So what he does, I'm talking about the devil. It's called the great dragon or the great serpent or the devil. He gives authority to a beast. The beast called Antichrist. And we read about him in Revelation chapter 13, verses 3 to 5. If you read, he says he gives power to this beast. And the beast tried to harass more people. And then there is another beast comes from the earth, and that is also called false prophet. So now we see the Trinity. Devil, Antichrist is the first beast, come from the sea, and the second beast come from the earth, which is called false prophet. So now they are united and they want to harass more people and destroy more people. So the church is gone. The two witnesses are gone. Now there is nobody to warn these Christian people or the Jewish people. So what God does, God sends angel. And the angel comes and gives the message. Angel give the message, don't take the number, don't worship the beast, or don't listen to their preaching, because the word of God says God sends the angel who has the everlasting gospel. And so we see there is a famine of the word of God. Some people are thinking 144,000 will be ministering to people, and so there will be many people will be getting saved. But those 144,000, I believe, they were protected and they were safely gone to the safe place, and dragon wanted to destroy them. Devil wanted to destroy them, but they could not destroy. So now they are going after the remnant, the people who are left behind, or people do not have the mark. So now what the false prophet does, he makes the image of the beast, who is called Antichrist. He makes the image of beast, and he says, now you worship this beast. And if somebody doesn't worship, then this beast will kill them. They said, if you don't worship, if you don't take the name of the beast or the number of the beast, those people will be killed. And so many people who will take the number, they will be doomed, because the word of God says, and the angel comes and says, if you take the number or the name of this beast, you will be, the God's wrath will be poured on you, and you will be going to hell, and you will be going for eternity in hell. And so here the angels are warning, and here's the false prophet, which is the second beast come from the earth. He's trying to convince these people, and he does signs and wonders and miracles. But the word of God says those signs and wonders were lying wonders and lying miracles. And St. Paul also warns the people in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, if you read from verses 2 to 4 or 2 to 9, in that chapter, St. Paul warns that this Antichrist or this devil will appear and will do so many false miracles and try to deceive many. And he's the one goes to the temple and defiles the temple. Until then, the Israeli people will not know who this man is, because he comes in the beginning as the man who is organizing, and he is the helper, and he wants to help. So first 3.5 years there was no problem was from Antichrist or the devil or the false prophet. Why? Because two witnesses were not allowing them to do anything. Just like I said before, as long as the church is there, Antichrist cannot reveal. When the church is gone, the Antichrist reveals. Then the two witnesses comes. Two witnesses, their job is finished. Then this devil and Antichrist and the false prophets start their work with a force and power. So they are trying to harass Christians and Jewish people, because we learn that he said, I'm going to go to the remnant, and he is going to destroy them. But the meantime, as I said, God sends the angels and warns the people to not to take the mark of the beast. Now, this is the reason I was saying it is too hard for the people or the church to stay in the tribulation and be safe. If it is possible, we should avoid not to go to this tribulation period. So now we see this Antichrist, false prophet, and the devil. Together they are working and trying their best to destroy the people. Now see, there are two kinds of Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit try to save the mankind. There is a plan of salvation, there is eternal life, and God wants us to go to heaven. And what the unholy Trinity does, they want to destroy the people, they want to kill the people, and they want to take the people to hell for eternity. So we have choice which way we should go. If there is someone right now worshiping the devil, I would tell that person, please listen to the word of God, change your heart, and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If not, you will be ending in hell with the devil. Devil, his false prophet, tried to do so many wonders, tried to deceive people, and many, many people might be deceived. And there are some people are thinking, if somebody does signs and wonders and miracles, they might be from the devil. And that's why so many people are scared to do the Lord's work. But it's very simple. The word of God says, who is Antichrist? The person who doesn't believe Jesus Christ came into this world. And if Jesus Christ is not the Savior, if they don't believe that, Those are the Antichrist. Those are the people serving the devil. So if you're serving the Lord, if you're following the Lord, if you're doing His will, and then if you pray for people and do signs and wonders, those are not from the devil. You can figure it out. Devil does something to for destruction. God's miracles are to glorify God. So here we see the devil is working very hard, and this is his time. We saw that God has given this woman time, 3.5 years. So the first 3.5 years passed. So remaining 3.5 years, devil is working very hard. And so we see most of the time when he's busy with harassing people, killing people, giving the name, and organizing people to follow him and worship him and deceive people. That's what he was doing, because the word of God says in a book of Saint John chapter 8 verse 44, he is a liar, he is a deceiver, he is a father of all liars, and he's a killer and he's a destroyer. Saint John chapter 10 verse 10, he says he's the enemy who comes to kill, steal and destroy. Jesus Christ says, I have come to give life and more abundant life. So here we see we have two choices. Shall we follow Christ or shall we follow the devil? Devil will take us to hell and destroy us. Now here I showed you there are remnant remaining. Who are those remnant? The people who left behind their mother, father, brother, sister, husband, wife, or whoever, they made it to heaven and they were preaching the gospel and witnessing to them, and they didn't listen. So they left behind. So now they left behind, they had a chance. They had a chance to listen to Enoch and Elijah, and some of them might have heard it. And that's why we see a great number of people going to heaven. And those things we studied in a book of Revelation chapter 7, as well as Revelation chapter 15. Now these two chapters, if you read Revelation chapter 7 and Revelation chapter 15, we see that the both places, we see Revelation chapter 7 verses 9 to 14 and Revelation chapter 15 verses 2 to 4. Now these two chapters, if you read, in these two chapters we read that so many people came to heaven, and angel was asking to John, who are these people? He said, I don't know. He said, these are the people came from the great tribulation. Now the some of them I said on Revelation 7, and some of them are recorded in Revelation 15. So what happened from Revelation 7 to Revelation 15? All this time there was a great tribulation, and in this great tribulation he start killing and destroying these Christian and Jewish people. But the word of God says they overcome the devil and they were protected and they went to heaven, and there was a sea of glass, and all of these innumerable people, we could not count them, they were there and they were praising God and glorifying God. So you can see hundreds and thousands of millions of people will be get saved in the time of tribulation. That doesn't mean we should be in the tribulation. This terrible time is happening there. Now one way the devil is harassing Christians, and another way God is pouring his wrath on the devil and his people. If you see from the Revelation chapter 6 to the Revelation chapter 11, we saw the two witnesses were witnessing. At that time also God was pouring his wrath on the people. How? Because they were doing miracles, fire coming from heaven, water turned to blood, and fire comes from their mouth, and they stopped the rain, And so many people died. And so we see the God's wrath is poured in the first 3.5 years as well as the last 3.5 years, which is called the Great Tribulation. And in this time, the wrath is much more poured than the first 3.5 years. Because we see in this last tribulation, more severe things will be happening. The chunk of the ice will be falling on people, and people will be very, very painfully crying, and the death might be not coming. And so we see the Great Tribulation happening, and thus Satan doing his work, and God is pouring his wrath on them. So this is just like a war going in between both, but they don't know who is causing, but we know the God was causing this problem to these people. But as I said, Revelation 7 and Revelation 15, in between, whatever the devil caused the problem, hundreds and millions of people without the number came to heaven. When they came to heaven, what happens? As soon as they came to heaven, now the devil has nobody to destroy. Because now, all the people who wanted to be killed, they are killed. And if you remember, there were people under the altar that we read in Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. Those people under the altar, they were crying to God. They said, "Oh Lord, how long are we going to wait? When are you going to take the revenge?" You know what God says? Wait until all the number is fulfilled. So I believe all the numbers, the people who were going to die and going to be martyrs, that will be happening in this Great Tribulation. Each and every person who receives the mark of the beast, they will be doomed and they will be dead, and they will be going to eternal hellfire. The people who do not take the mark of the beast and they stand for Christ, they love God, they do His commandment, the Jewish people will do His commandment, and the Christian people, the left behind, they will faithfully believe the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, when all these people's number is fulfilled, then the tribulation is over for the believers. But at the same time, Antichrist's problem is not over, because we will be reading that or studying that in the next program. But the point I'm making, the first tribulation, the mild tribulation, is over when the two witnesses finish their ministry. And after that, the second half of the tribulation started, and that will be ending when God's wrath will be poured. And then we see, end of the tribulation, Christ will be coming. So time is going. I could only say few things in this chapter, in this program, but I believe that the Great Tribulation is 3.5 years, and that's the second half of the tribulation. So we don't want to go into that tribulation. The people who went there, they suffer a lot. They didn't take the mark of the beast. They were killed, and they overcome by their testimony and by the blood of Jesus Christ. And they victoriously came to heaven, as I said, Revelation chapter 7 and Revelation chapter 15 together they came. Once they come to heaven, then God is going to answer the prayer of the people who are crying from the altar that we need revenge. So the revenge will be coming, and so God is faithful, and God will take care of His people. Even though they are in tribulation, or the people living today, as long as we follow Christ and we believe in Him, Jesus Christ said, do not be afraid who kills your body, but you should be feared who kills your body and soul in hell. So we don't have to worry about the devil, Antichrist, or the false prophet. They have no power to destroy your spirit in hell. Only God has the power. So the time is gone. I'm going to give you a chance. If you never called on Jesus Christ, this is your chance. Say, call upon Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm learning all the terrible days ahead of us, but God has given us time for grace today, and the door of the grace is open. Jesus Christ is inviting. He said, I'm knocking at the door. If anyone opens the door, I will come in. So Jesus Christ wants to come into your heart. Will you open your heart and call upon Jesus? Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, I promise you, I want to follow you, and please make me your child. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, you are already child of God. Your sins are forgotten. Your name is written in heaven, and you belong to Jesus Christ. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. I pray for all these listeners. They are listening on the radio. They're watching TV. And my job to warn them, just like an angel came from heaven and warned them. So we are warning people, Lord Jesus, we do not want anyone to go to hell. Bless each and everyone and make them ready for your soon coming. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Now, time is gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.